Now, Margaret Mills is back with me again, being a Tuesday afternoon, and you're looking at a famous artist with an Essex connection. So who are we talking about here?
We're looking at none other than Augustus John.
Right.
Augustus John, Welsh by descent.
Uh-huh.
He, in the 1920s, was declared to be the foremost portrait painter in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether people would agree with that or not, but certainly Augustus John has a connection with Essex much earlier than 1920. From 1907 to about 1911, he stayed with his family at Matching Green near Harlow.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed at a house called Elm House, living with his wife, his mistress, and their nine children.
Crikey.
Yes.
Colourful life, eh?
Very interesting, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. His mistress was said to be his children's maid. Well,
right.
That's one way of describing her. His wife was a lady called Ida Nettleship, who has become well known in her own right because books have been written about this lady.
Yes.
Died very young, sadly.
Right.
She died at the age of 30. But equally famous is his mistress, a lady known as Dorothy or Dorelia McNeil.
And who was the mother of the children? Or was it both?
Well, both of them were. They both had children by him.
Right.
In fact, Augustus John is said to have had 100 children.
Crikey.
Legitimately and illegitimately.
Right.
Now, whether you believe this or not is, you know, it's open.
We didn't have 100 children living with him.
Well, no, hardly. No. Especially as at one time they were living in a caravan, but not while they were in Essex. They were living in Elm House.
Right.
So what was it like, everyday life? Well, we have an account from one of his children of Augustus John's day while he was staying at Matching Green. He would spend the morning playing the concertina. He would spend the afternoon reading a novel, and he would do his painting in the evening.
Nice.
So this is an account we have from one of his children, but also from some of the Essex locals in the Matching Green area who thought he was rather bohemian and rather strange and couldn't quite make out why he seemed to have two wives. But anyway, it's interesting that his wife Ida described her time spent in Essex, and somebody said, well, what do you think of Essex? And her description of Essex wasn't very flattering. She said, the county is full of cows and full of vulgarity. Now, do we believe that? No, of course we don't.
Well, she's a bit coloured view, I guess.
But yes, yeah, so yeah. It caused quite a stir while this famous portrait painter was living in our midst, but he only stayed for 4 years, and then he took off to live in France for a while.
With his entourage.
With his entourage, yes.
My word. All right, thanks very much indeed, Margaret.